Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. A travel delay can cost you more than just time. Learn why 70 million American travelers protect their trips with Allianz Travel Insurance. Get a quote at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The weekend forecast for the Texas Panhandle may prove to be a challenge for firefighters. The National Weather Service is warning of strong winds and relatively low humidity. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the wildfires there may have destroyed as many as 500 structures. In El Dorado, Lone Star Stockyards manager Bill Martin says the fires were so intense, many cattle were unable to avoid the flames.
People cut fences, open gates, but the cows can move on their own, get out of the way of it. But it came so hard, so fast, most of them weren't able to get away from it.
The fires have burned more than 1,700 square miles, and with the weather this weekend, officials are warning that the threat is not over yet. The U.S. is expected to soon begin airdropping supplies into Gaza. President Biden approved the airdrops, saying the U.S. will join Jordan and other nations in the effort to deliver food and humanitarian supplies. Biden's announcement came a day after dozens of Palestinians were killed while racing to pull supplies off an aid convoy. Israel says the victims have been trampled after Israeli troops fired warning shots. Health officials in Gaza, though, say Israeli forces shot dead more than 100 Palestinians. The UN is calling for an independent investigation. President Biden highlighting recent drops in violent crime, speaking this week at the White House. He said the drops are a sign that his public safety initiatives are working. More on that from NPR's Meg Anderson.
Violent crime is indeed dropping across the country. Recent data show homicides were down by more than 10% last year compared to the year before. And overall, other violent crimes are down, too. President Biden took those numbers as an opportunity to highlight his American Rescue Plan. That sweeping COVID relief package gave more than $15 billion to states and cities to put toward hiring more police officers and expanding policing alternatives like crisis intervention programs.
My administration is going to choose progress over politics. And communities across the country are safer as a result of that.
Biden also urged Congress to go further by passing measures to curb gun violence, like universal background checks and banning assault weapons. Meg Anderson, NPR News.
Unofficial figures from Iran's parliamentary elections put the turnout at about 40%, which would be the lowest since the Islamic Revolution in 1979. The BBC's Caroline Davis reports that Iran's rulers had been pressing for high participation.
With votes tallied manually, Iran's ballot takes time to count. Rather than who has won, the question is still how many voted. Echoing the sentiments of many of those in power in Iran, some of the country's media have criticized Western news for suggesting the turnout would be low, despite the polls coming from Iranian bodies. No official turnout figure has been announced. Analysts suggested that a low turnout would be a show of disenchantment with politics in the country.
The BBC's Caroline Davis reporting. This is NPR News. Tens of thousands are without power in California as a powerful storm dumps snow in the Sierra Nevada. A blizzard warning is in effect through tomorrow for a 300-mile stretch of the Sierras, where parts of the mountains could see up to 12 feet of snow. The weather forced authorities to close a portion of Interstate 80 last night. LeBron James is already the all-time scorer in NBA history, and tonight he is on the verge of reaching another milestone, becoming the first player ever to score 40,000 points. More from Steve Futterman in Los Angeles.
Last year, he broke the NBA's all-time scoring record.
Shoots! Scores! There it is! All hail the new king!
Now, LeBron James is close to reaching another milestone, 40,000 career points. He says he's proud of all the accomplishments.
To be able to accomplish things in this league and to hit feats and have milestones throughout my career, they all mean something to me. Absolutely.
James needs just 9 points tonight to reach the 40,000-point mark, and he is likely to do it. This season, he's averaging more than 25 points a game at the age of 39. For NPR News, I'm Steve Futterman in Los Angeles.
In college basketball, the late Pete Maravich's all-time scoring record could fall this weekend to Caitlin Clark. Clark needs 18 points to top Maravich's mark of 3,667 points. Clark and her Iowa teammates are playing their final regular season home game tomorrow afternoon. The Hawkeyes will play Ohio State. And I'm Giles Snyder. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.